When the big hand points straight up, the little hand tells the time.
Got a clock on the dot.
Kevin, Keith, and the Party Line Team. W-I-L-O.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brett Capps. Together, we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office at 1748 East Wabash Street. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again.
Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
The news team you've come to depend on is expanding our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BoonCountyDailyNews.com to find out the latest going on in Lebanon, Zionsville, and all points in between and all throughout Boone County. Tell a friend and check back often as we continue to add new content daily. The news resources of WILO and Casper Media work around the clock to keep Boone County covered. Just log on to BoonCountyDailyNews.com for the latest in-depth news, weather, and sports information for Boone County.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Here we are on a finally Friday, and thanking our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Big deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin. Ken's over there in the studio, Community Development Director for the City of Delphi, JT Doan. JT, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Not a problem at all. I've been looking forward to this for quite a while since you first contacted me. I'm like, this ought to be fun. Because we had Anita whirling in. I can't remember the last time we had her in here.
But yeah, a little less than a year ago,
yeah,
I think.
I think it's been at least 6 months or so.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to think about getting around. So first of all, when did you get the job, and what are you thinking about doing?
Well, it's an honor to serve the City of Delphi and Mayor Whirling in this capacity as Community Development Director. There's a lot of initiatives in progress, and certainly we have more on the horizon for the city, and we certainly have some very exciting opportunities that are coming up here very soon. In fact, even within the week, we've got an exciting opportunity for the city of Delphi. And again, it's an honor to serve and be a part of such a great community and be strategic planning and excited to see this come to fruition.
It seems like everybody's looking for housing or health care or something to that effect. I know that's on your list. Also just getting a Main Street thing started in Delphi as well.
Yes, Delphi has the blessing to be designated in a rural opportunity zone. And so at present, we are working on the investment prospectus for that, have a team that's working on that to have that prepared to have out there and available for potential investors, developers. And on this coming Tuesday, the 26th, we have the Burnbrae Farm Auction, which is 293 acres total, 275 acres of prime ground for development. And the city has already worked with a number of partners, and the team's put together a development plan that includes not only residential, but also potential for, you know, a hotel or urgent care facility would be excellent. And so on Tuesday the 26th at 6 p.m. at the Erie Canal Center, they'll have the auction for this acreage. We certainly will be there, and other city officials and leaders and others very excited to see this come to fruition. We've also worked on designating that as a residential TIF district. Mm-hmm. And so we're going through the legislative processes for that. And so far that is, again, very smooth process. But again, some more legislative process to go through there with that. And the city has also, at our council meeting this month, the city council did commit funding to go towards that project, that they would be willing to work with a developer investor on that plan and working with them to see that happen. As far as Main Street, we have a Main Street initiative that is in progress also, and so we look to have that application in January of 22. And so right now I'm out and about meeting with some of the local area business owners to discuss that Main Street structure and, discuss that going forward and what that can do. Main Street can be absolutely vital to a community. Mm-hmm. And it's something that you can not only you have the potential for further grant funding opportunities available through OCRA, having that Main Street designation, but moreover, you can have events and functions that stimulate activity in the area and can certainly be advantageous for businesses and see economic growth and for all to come in and shop and eat. Mm-hmm. and visit the community and certainly come on a return visit.
How has the community, the business people that you've talked to, what's been their thoughts on Main Street?
Well, there's certainly been. I know this week I had the opportunity to hear very positive feedback. Very energized group of business owners in the community. We had a business open, have a soft opening coming up on the 31st. It is called Fika. It has coffee, wine, and nibbles. And we had an event there this week, kind of a soft kind of gathering. And so on the 31st, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., stop by there at 124 East Main. And so, again, there at that event, several business owners, they're excited to hear about this Main Street initiative. And I also had the opportunity this week to Team Rehab in Delphi has moved across the street to a larger location. Okay. So they've expanded their operation. So certainly there's a lot of positive energy and a lot of excitement to see this initiative come to fruition. Certainly there are some that know that this discussion has been had in the past. So my comment to them is that was a discussion in the past. We're in the now.
Right.
So let's step forward, and these are the strategically how we want to move forward.
You know, and I know you guys have a very good downtown as far as it's very unique, the way it's situated, how it's situated, but also you got the canal, which is really another thing by itself.
It is. It is a magnificent community. I know having the opportunity to visit there early on after discussions with Mayor Werling We had an opportunity to visit the Canal Days, be a part of that, take a ride on the canal. Mm-hmm. They have 14 miles of trails in their trail system. And, I mean, so there's just a great deal of that outdoor activity, trails, the canals. Also, the Delphi Opera House. If you've not had an opportunity to be there, check their calendar, check their events. That is just a absolute gem for the community. And so certainly there's a lot of things to do in Delphi. And, in fact, on the third Saturday of the month, you can have the Do It in Delphi, which is something that was set up by the Carroll County Chamber. Third Saturday of the month, you can come to certain stores around the square, participate in this Do It in Delphi. You get a bag, you get some other incentives, coupons, and that's the third Saturday of the month. And then they are also, the Do It in Delphi, planning some holiday events coming up.
I know the Opera House has been in here again since they remodeled that and renovated that. That's been a huge, huge thing for you guys to, you know, get some people in there.
It has. It's part of that stellar designation that the community received back in 2012. And so certainly with that stellar designation and the activity done around the town and infrastructure and different items addressed, facades, and the Opera House was part of that. And it is an absolute gem.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we were kind of discussing earlier, is that housing is a big thing for everybody. It's a big thing here. It's a big thing down your way. So, how bad is it for you guys down there? How many people do you really need to put in for housing down there?
Well, certainly the city of Delphi has been around the same size, and even in the more recent census, it still is at that same size, around 3,000. So as you look forward for the community and you're strategically planning, you obviously realize that the communities, some are getting older, and you want to make sure you're attracting that younger, age demographic also. Right. And so certainly in attracting that, this particular residential plan has a scope for various levels of housing. And, I mean, we've got Indiana Packers Association there in the city, which is a large employer. We've got some other, you know, businesses that again, some of them want to live in Delphi. However, they live outside of Delphi and work in Delphi. Well, we would want to have those housing options available so they can live in Delphi also.
And I know another thing, and I remember when I was over there quite a bit when Randy was the mayor over there, and you know, miss him as the mayor, but I know Anita's doing a great job. But the thing of it is also the big thing then was the fact of a lack of hotel, because people, they get a lot of great things to come to, but there's no place to stay overnight.
Absolutely. You are spot on. Right now, you know, you've got events, Canal Days or events at the Opera House that people come into town for. Bacon Festival, they come in town for. Old Settlers, they come in town for. However, some that come in town then go and stay in outerlying areas.
Right.
And then that's where they spend their money. So ideally, it would be ideal to have them stay right there in Delphi and to then, you know, eat and shop and just spend more time in Delphi.
And I know that's that, you know, since, and that's one of the problems we've had here is discussing, okay, what do we really need? And I take it, and for your guys' sake, over in Delphi, that's probably been, if not the top one of the top two or three.
It certainly is. The city has done an excellent job having this development plan put together and drawn. And again, Tuesday night, the 26th at 6, we all will be there with excitement. For whoever would purchase that land, we certainly, it is our highest hope and aspirations that they, you know, see this plan and feel that this plan is conducive with what they want to do with the property, because certainly it takes into consideration residential development, takes into consideration that hotel, and then also an urgent health care.
Have you guys got any road construction projects on the horizon? The reason I ask that, because obviously we've got several going on around here, and it's been kind of a problem because one's a little bit behind, the other one's doing okay. But I'm just saying, if you have any of those, and how many do you have, and what kind of problems would you expect to have come off of that?
Well, there are many road projects that are going on. We, like many communities, have taken advantage of the community crossing matching grant program, right, which is an excellent program that NDOT and our legislators continue to operate and have since 2016. And so there's several projects going on in the city right now that are community crossing matching grant. We also have some other projects that the city is also doing as part of that large-scale water project that the city has just completed, and we have a ribbon-cutting ceremony coming up this fall, this coming week on Wednesday to commemorate that. So certainly those road projects are in the works. Yes, like any community, sometimes delays do occur, and but that takes that due diligence to continue to work with the contractor and make sure we're keeping on schedule and getting the project done and getting the project done right. And then I know also too, we're looking towards 2022. What does that look like plan wise for roads, you know, sidewalks, curbs, and where we want to proceed there.
Okay. You want to get in?
Yeah, we go ahead and take a break here. Okay. Again, we are talking this morning with Community Development Director for the City of Delphi, J.T. Doan, here on Wylos Party Line. We'll keep him for another 15 minutes or so. If you have any questions, we do encourage the calls at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, with over 45 years experience, is used to covering just about anything you can imagine. Auto, home, farm, life, even Medicare coverage. All the items that are your biggest investment. Michelle and her team know how to give you affordable coverage you can count on. Plus, stop in and find out how easy and affordable health insurance can be. Stop in at 337 Kentwood Drive in Frankfort or call 654-0287. For Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency. Caring for you is what we do.
Join WILO every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock for Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Inside the Huddle is hosted by Ken Hartman and features an in-depth look at area high school sports programs, both boys and girls action. Plus, Ken takes a look at college and professional sports, too. Inside the Huddle, every Saturday at 9 a.m., brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. From the station keeping you connected, WILO.
Isn't it strange that Google, the company that virtually owns every single move you make on the internet, advertises on radio? Geico, the insurance outfit run by Warren Buffett, a guy who rarely makes stupid investments, purchases an obscene amount of radio ads. HomeAdvisor, Hotwire, Hulu, Netflix, Angie's List, Zillow, Hotels.com, Amazon, Priceline, and Wayfair all advertise on mass reach radio. These are companies that exist only on the internet. What do they know that you don't? While internet-targeted advertising can be useful, it's weak at establishing new customers. For new customers, they turn to mass reach media like radio. They know if the customer knows you before they need you, you get the click more often. This doesn't mean internet advertising is wrong, flawed, or useless. Quite the contrary. It's a perfectly viable way to advertise. But if someone tells you to throw all your advertising on the internet, tell them you will, just as soon as Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Larry Page do the same.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We have recently added new features on our tabs. Now when you click on the Community tab, click Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probite Computer Sales and Service, 51 West,
Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Wilo's Party Line on a finally Friday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps. Big deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Simple Time Antiques, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin with Ken over there in the studio. We have Community Development Director for Delphi, JT Doan. And JT, I'd asked you, I had a listener text me about the Stone House, which I've never eaten at. I guess it's fantastic. They drove up yesterday to eat there and said it was closed. And they wanted me to ask you if you knew anything about that. Well, as the community development director,
I am not aware that they were closed yesterday. I did just pull up their hours, and it certainly does appear that on Thursdays they are open 6 a.m. to 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to speak for them why they may have been closed.
Well, it would have been after 2, so that would explain it. So, yeah, they probably have some limited hours right now, like you said, with, you know, everybody has staffing issues.
But I would say, though, also in Delphi, we've got there's a sandwich shop.
Mm-hmm.
There is the brick and mortar pub. There's Cabo's, which is authentic Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
There's, of course, Delphi Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitchell's Mexican also.
Okay.
And so there's certainly a lot of other choices.
They found somewhere.
Yes.
I don't know where, but they stayed in Delphi for the afternoon and enjoyed your little community.
So. Well, I personally extend my gratitude to them for coming to Delphi and hope to see them back.
Good. Yeah. They'll be back.
How do you guys feel like you rank within Carroll County, and what's your role for Carroll County?
Well, I mean, I feel we're certainly part of Carroll County. Obviously, we are the county seat, but also too, I know there's a Ready initiative that's out there where we're working on a regional scope. Certainly, we want to regionally see what we need to do for the region, and we certainly want to be a good partner with the other communities. Again, we are the county seat, but certainly that Ready initiative is looking more regionally. We're working through that, and with Purdue has something to do with that program also. And certainly we work closely with the Carroll County Economic Development Corporation, who are instrumental in driving business activity and interest in the Carroll County. And so we certainly enjoy that partnership and working with them.
I can remember when, here again, the former mayor gave me a nice tour of the entire area, so I kind of knew what he was thinking about back then. But I know back then there was an initiative to kind of get out in the county and get out in the rural areas of Delphi, some of the areas where they had old factories and those kind of things. Is that still on, or where exactly does that sit?
Well, we certainly in the city, one initiative that we're also discussing that I have another agenda item for the next council meeting is a broadband initiative. Obviously, that's a discussion you're hearing in many communities across the state. There certainly is that need for broadband. It always has been, and I think even more so now from the pandemic and those working from home and needing that most efficient, most expedient internet system. And so we're working on that broadband initiative within this corporation limits. And certainly in some of those outlying areas of Delphi, some of those, businesses that once were, I mean, certainly we want to see more activity come to Delphi, and we want to see more activity fill some of those places that may be vacant.
Did the pandemic and cause major issues for the schools when they went to e-learning last year? Was that a big issue for you guys or not?
Well, certainly, like many schools, I mean, they face the same, the same obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, we have a great school system, a great school board that everyone worked together, and it was all hands on deck for all communities.
Mm-hmm.
To work through the pandemic and to continue to work through it. You hear that term normalcy. And sometimes, you ask, well, what is that normalcy? Because we continue to work through some of those challenges. They were able to work through it and continue on through those stages. But certainly that broadband initiative is something that is definitely at a forefront. And again, I look forward to more discussion at our next council meeting on that.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I know the school district got rid of a superintendent last year. They brought one in. I don't know if they got a new one or I thought they just brought him as the interim. But is the schools continuing on with the same person or how's that going?
There is a superintendent that I know is relatively new that okay. is there now, and I know. You know, again, they continue to function as a school and work through the challenges that have been faced for all from as a result of the pandemic. And certainly we want to continue to see the schools grow and excel and certainly, you know, value that, again, that relationship with the school.
I know the athletic facilities that they got at school over there are fantastic, especially I love the gym because everything sits down, which is something, you know, you got a big, very nice building. It looks continually looks new, even though I know it's not. But it looks great over there.
It does. It's a great facility, and definitely a lot of strategic planning there to have the facility that it has and to maintain it. And I know I had the opportunity to also be in the football stadium not too long ago to watch a game.
Been there too.
Under the Friday night lights, and yeah. So that definitely just a great community.
What do you guys want to get done yet this year besides Tuesday night? What else besides that, and then what does 2022 look like for you guys?
Well, certainly, you know, the broadband initiative is definitely an exciting initiative, and I look forward to further discussions on that. It'd be wonderful to see that happen. That does take a span of time for that build-out, but to certainly get that in the works would be exciting, and so look forward to further discussion with council and Mayor and I on that also. But also, too, that this development is critical. And so this Burnbrae Farm development, it would just be ideal. Now, is that going to happen yet this year? No, that's going to be over multiple years for that to happen. However, we're putting it in motion now to set the stage for the community to gain that residential development, you know, and the hopes of also a hotel accommodation and urgent health care. So we're putting that in motion now for that, you know, going forward. And so Tuesday night is critical. It is just a critical, it's going to be an exciting moment for the city for that, to see where that goes. Certainly looking towards, you know, the Main Street Initiative. Again, that application is due January of 22. And so certainly continuing to work through now as, you know, to get that discussion and what that looks like and to also get it worked up to a fever pitch to where those are excited about, you know, what Main Street can provide for the community. Certainly for 22, obviously there's more roads on the agenda. There's a wastewater study that is also in progress in anticipation of where we are, one, age of our facility, two, this potential for growth. There's a wastewater study that's going on right now that discussions are happening with our engineering consultants, and also had discussions with Board of Works last week and also with council about, you know, looking for where we need to go on the wastewater. Again, we just have completed a major water project, and again, Wednesday we'll have an exciting event and, you know, a ribbon-cutting type event to commemorate that. But certainly for that wastewater project is another much-needed item for the community.
All right. Anything else you want to bring up, talk about it before I let you go?
I do not believe so. I just thank you for this opportunity and
no problem.
Certainly visit Delphi.
Okay. I've got a quick one. I wasn't aware I had another listener text me and ask about the covered bridges in Carroll County and what an economic thing those would be to bring people in and
I haven't been
on
too many of them, but I know they're there.
Yeah, there are two or three at least, I think. So that's pretty cool to have.
I would more than welcome that listener to reach out and certainly at the city building and have discussion on how we could not only have that, you know, visit the covered bridges, but also, again, visit the 14 miles of trails
mm-hmm.
in Delphi and the canal. And so certainly.
Not all communities have those anymore.
Exactly.
You know,
Carroll County is
cool.
Blessed.
Yeah, they are.
Well, JT, appreciate you making the trek down, and we'll get you on here probably after the first of the year or so, all right?
Oh, sounds great.
All right.
Gentlemen, I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Also had a listener call real quick, wanted to mention next week, actually this week is the Extension Homemakers Week, and next week they're going to be accepting non-food items for the food pantries in the area, like shampoo and toilet paper, paper towels, shaving cream and stuff. Of course, the Extension office had a small fire a week ago. They've been closed this week, are expected to be back open, I believe, next week as well. So you can drop all that stuff off next week at the Extension office. Again, shampoo, paper towels, shaving cream, stuff like that for the food pantry and having non-food items. If you have any questions, Give them a call at 659-6380. That will wrap up Party Line this week. Want to thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Big Deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Simple Time Antiques, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Kit and I'll be back Monday morning at 8:30 for the early in the week edition of Party Line. Have a great weekend from Wylo.